scripture reading today is found in Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. You can find that on page 1642 in your pew Bibles to follow along. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told these to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy the resurrection, the new life that you bring today. Words, Lord, that may sound like utter nonsense, come to new life and understood as truth, your truth for all of us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. It was early, and there was a lot to get done on the, now that the Sabbath was over. Now, we don't know everything Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary had planned to accomplish that day, but we do know that the first order of business was to complete the burial of Jesus' body. Joseph of Arimathea had failed to anoint the body before placing it in the tomb, and the women would have done it earlier, but the Sabbath was beginning soon after they buried Jesus, so they rested. In accordance to the law, and in accordance to the heavy grief that they felt that day. Mary, Joanna, and Mary probably had prepared burial spices many times before. It was an all too common ritual for them. And their plan was to carry these spices to the tomb, unwrap the linen cloth, and anoint Jesus' body, so to prepare it for the tomb to be sealed permanently, and then move on to the rest of their necessary chores and responsibilities of the day. This was the first thing they needed to do, the first of many. But as the Scottish poet Robert Burns said, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. Mary, Joanna, and Mary get to the tomb and the body's gone. No note, no tracks, no clues, no nothing. And they're barely given a moment to process what they are not seeing there when these two men in extra tied, lightning bright, dazzling clothes show up. These mysterious messengers explain that Jesus has risen and asked the women to remember what Jesus had told them about his death and resurrection. Now, sometimes in the midst of your daily chores, your daily responsibilities, your normal tasks, God breaks in and royally messes up your day. Right? These women, doing what they had done many times before, experienced something extraordinary. The fulfillment of a promise that death doesn't have the final say. Confirmation that love is more powerful than violence and more powerful than hate. And here they were, going about their day, even in the midst of grief and pain. And God revealed to them that nothing now will be the same. God has confirmed the truth of Jesus' words about the kingdom, where the poor, the outcast, the oppressed will have a place of prominence at the table. And it's here that Luke breaks from Mark's gospel. If you know anything about Luke's gospel, it was based, at least partially, on Mark's. And then he took his experience and his stories from his community and added to it. Here, Luke breaks from Mark. And in that, Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary are not actually commissioned by the holy messengers to go tell the disciples what they had seen. The two men, the two angels, don't tell them to go tell the disciples. They just say, remember. And in Luke's gospel, they are under no obligation to tell anyone what they saw. Now, maybe the women wondered if anyone would believe such an incredible story and worried about the risk telling it would entail, but they did it anyway. They told the story anyway. Mary, Joanna, and Mary took it upon themselves to return to the 11 disciples who were huddled together and tell them the good news. And guess what? These words didn't fall on deaf ears. The disciples heard them loud and clear. They heard what the women had to say. And Luke tells us, these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. An idle tale. The Greek word here is leros, meaning nonsense, silly talk, folly. One commentator defined its use as the wild talk of a person in a delirium, or as I would call la-la land. Y'all have been there, you know. To the disciples, the good news of resurrection sounded like nonsense. The good news of the resurrection sounded like the ravings of a crazy person. Now, could you blame them for feeling this way? Right? As Fred Craddock says, we modern-day Christians forget what a burden the resurrection of the dead places on faith, even among those closest to Jesus. The disciples had no way to contextualize the witness of these women. No experience of their own to lead them to believe their words. Even Peter, who goes out to see for himself, is amazed by the empty tomb, but we are told that all he was amazed. It doesn't say, Nick, right, that he believed, did it? It does not say he believed. It would take the disciples to have their own experience to come around, to have their eyes opened to the truth. Now, this phrase, utter nonsense, I think is a perfect description of how the world receives Jesus' message of peace, love, grace, and nonviolence. I mean, doesn't love your enemies sound like utter nonsense? Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who wants to love their enemies? Oh, man, they get what they deserve, right? Doesn't... What kind of utter nonsense is do not judge lest you be judged, or give to everyone who asks of you? That sounds like utter nonsense to me, if I've ever heard it. Jesus' own words often sound like nonsense to our modern ears. We think them naive, or we try to explain them away about why we don't actually have to follow these particular commandments from the Sermon on the Mount. Oh, you know what? Jesus meant this, so we don't really have to do this. Sounds like utter nonsense. Because more often than not, we trust more in the ways of the world, where might equals right, where there's never enough to go around, that you have to do whatever it takes to get what you want, and that sometimes violence is necessary, right? Aggression, violence, rule the day, the ways of the world. But on this Easter morning, we are asked to hear the testimony of the women anew, to believe the good news that they unleashed upon the world that day. Because in every gospel, it is the women who share the good news. The disciples couldn't hear it that day, but we can. We can believe that this world deserves better than political bickering and apathy. We can believe that love is more powerful than the swirling violence and threats of violence that seem to be our constant companions. We can believe that Jesus Christ, in his resurrection, showed us the way forward that is not the ways of the Roman Empire. It is not the ways of politicians who seek glory, or the rich, or the power. It is Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, who, in the words of Catholic writer Dorothy Day, said, took the lowest place. He washed the feet of others. He loved our brothers and sisters with burning love, that passion which led to the cross. Such a description for life, taking the lower place, washing the feet of others, loving your brothers and sisters with burning love, to many might sound like utter nonsense, but it shouldn't to every one of us in here. Hear the good news of the resurrection. The old life has gone, the old ways are gone, and a new life has begun this day. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Amen.